today's good news, no sweat news.
Okay, here we go.
Of course, your mileage may vary on how good news all this may turn out to be. It could turn out to be very good news if you are scratching off that 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs and enjoying those Rat Radio bandanas when you win the no sweat news quiz at the end of the week.
That's the key. Mm-hmm. I'm knowing lots of people. In fact, I had a buddy who won one of the bandanas and took a little picture, posted it on the Facebook.
Yeah, there it is, right? Today, the good news, no sweat news, brought to you by Staples. Helping your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices, from office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and sanitizer. Dateline Florida, capital of the no sweat news. This very well might be more no sweat news-ish than good sweat, but we'll see.
Good.
A guy in Florida got approved for a giant PPP loan and used at least a part of the money on a new Lambo.
Oh, no, sir.
Lamborghini.
You got a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And you got a handout supposed to be used for your small business.
Oh, they go for what, like 300,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least the ones I watch on Top Gear do.
29-year-old David Hines applied for $13 million in loans under the Paycheck Protection Program.
Mm-hmm.
That's the money that small businesses can use to keep employees on their payrolls during the pandemic.
That's wonderful.
Well, he wasn't approved for the 13. He was approved for $3 million. And shortly after the money landed, he brought a new Lamborghini and other luxury items.
Well, God bless you, because guess what, pal? You just ruined it for the rest of us.
Seriously.
You piece of... This is why they're not going to give us a second round of stimulus checks, because of the dirtbags like you.
A quick investigation found that, shocker, he had lied on his application forms, and guess who's in jail now?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll enjoy all of the COVID in prison.
Yeah, exactly. And your prison bride. Dateline, the grocery store. You know, Unilever is the company that makes lots of stuff you find in the aisles of the grocery store, right? A lot of foods, a lot of frozen snack products, and a lot of health and beauty stuff like soap and deodorants.
Yes.
And they have just reported that since March, deodorant sales are way down.
Way down?
Down, right. People are no longer purchasing or wearing deodorant, apparently.
Ooh, hey, I don't know.
If you're not leaving the house all day, what the hell?
I mean, still feel strange, though, if I don't.
You're sitting there in your own stink.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I mean, you can't smell your coworker if they're on a Zoom call.
No, this is all very true. While I'm not, like, always bathing every day, I'm not going to lie, the deodorant makes you feel like a human. Because what if you do have to go out to the store?
I'm sorry.
The 7-Eleven?
You're going to let the funk fly.
Oh, Lord.
Now, on the flip side, this is interesting. Unilever is reporting big increases in sales from their ice cream divisions like Ben & Jerry's and Breyers.
Well, that's definitely the case.
So great. We're all going to be overweight and stinky now.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
How about that?
I've been buying ice cream and beer like they're going out of style, baby.
Making ice cream beer floats.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Well, this is interesting. Our story number three, the pandemic has brought flexible work schedules to millions of people, and a lot of people are liking it.
Yeah, I know. I could definitely see that.
More than three quarters, say they don't think they'll be ever to go back to a work schedule that isn't flexible, that doesn't allow them to work from home every now and then.
Well, if you're not necessarily a morning person, you're an employer, why wouldn't you want to get the most out of your employee by, say, letting them work from noon to 8?
78% of people say it's an absolute necessity. Every now and then, I'm just going to have to work from home.
I don't blame them.
How about that?
I think
literally changing. The pandemic is changing how... And that could be good news for companies, too, who could save all kinds of overhead on things like lighting and office space and, you know, computer and all, God knows what.
Yeah, absolutely. So, listen, a lot of the more successful companies like Apple and Google have been on this for years.
Google just said they're not sending their employees back into the office until June of next year.
Right. And they're going to even like help out some of their employees with equipment.
So they're
going to build them little studios and computer, you know, places.
I don't know if you've noticed this, Dave, but Google knows everything.
I know.
You can.
I actually Googled that once.
You can ask them anything.
I did. I said, no, I Googled. Does Google know anything? It's like, yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do is what I got.
And that is today's Good News, No Sweat News.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.